It's not just Saturday morning, it's a December Saturday morning!
It's the most wonderful time of the year!
And Christmas is in the air!
I feel Christmassy!
And what is in your ear right now is your favorite health radio show from the Barbados Diabetes Foundation!
So what happened in today's show?
In today's show, can diabetics eat ham for Christmas?
So let's talk ham.
Hear nutritionist Victoria on that. And Dr. Diane Braffitt on how diabetes can lead to disabilities. Podiatrist Louise on
when someone loses a limb.
All this and more in the next 15 healthy minutes you hear on VOB with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, and the bank that can make your Christmas dreams come true, Republic Bank.
I didn't know that.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one for you, Republic Bank.
If you or your loved one is impacted by diabetes and have questions, the Barbados Diabetes Foundation has the answers.
It's always easier to reverse diabetes, certainly control it properly and avoid complications if you at least know that you have it.
But it's just again to re-emphasize the importance of good diabetic care. And diabetic care involves really almost every part of the body. So it's your feet, your heart. But again, we're coming back to what our main focus is at this time is the eye care.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael, is your source of diabetic care. You can reach them by calling 243-243-3937 for more information.
Good morning to Larry and all Larry friends. This is Peter Boyce here. If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, that beautiful building located in Warren, St. Michael, right behind Eunice Gibson Polyclinic, is the place for you to get all the diabetic services that you will ever need to keep you healthy this Christmas season. The best diabetes doctors and nurses are waiting there to serve you. Vascular screening to make sure you don't have peripheral arterial disease, sometimes called bad circulation. Diabetic eye screening to make sure you don't get diabetic retinopathy because you don't want to go blind for Christmas. This is Christmas and you know how much Bajans like to eat for Christmas.
You know.
That is why they have nutritionist Victoria Cox, who you can meet and get a personalized meal plan. Not a plan designed for Dwight or Marsha or Hillary or something that you find on the internet. A plan designed specially for you. So you might be home right now saying to yourself,
when it comes to Christmas, I like eating ham bad. To me, it ain't Christmas unless I yummy ham. So I would like to hear what Victoria Cox has to say about diabetics eating ham.
So let's talk ham. Indeed, some might play devil's advocate and say that since I always focus on whether something is a carbohydrate or not as to why it should be, you know, avoided or minimized for people with diabetes, that ham must be fine, right? Because ham is not a carbohydrate. It is not a starch. It is not a sugar. It is a mix of protein and fat. And so one could say, okay, cool. Well, if I have diabetes, I can go ahead and eat as much ham as I would like. And sure, I wouldn't expect ham to spike blood sugars, although the way that some people prepare ham, there might be sort of a sugary coating on the outside. You never know. But technically, ham is not a carbohydrate, so it is not going to directly sort of spike up blood sugar levels in the way that starches and sugars would. However, that does not mean that ham is qualified as something that is healthy. There are plenty of foods out there that are not carbohydrates, so they're not going to spike blood sugars, but it certainly doesn't mean that they're nutritious or healthy. So for ham, you know, it is ultimately, it's a processed meat. It's going to be high in sodium and other preservatives. It's going to be high in saturated fat. And so it is still something best to be enjoyed only in moderation. So correct, it will not go spike in blood sugar levels if you're living with diabetes, but we don't want that to be the reason that we overdo it, because it's still not exactly the healthiest food. And so, you know, it's, like I said, best enjoyed only in moderation as part of a meal that hopefully otherwise has, you know, healthy options like vegetables and salads. We want to remember that these things don't just disappear over the Christmas season, and we still want our meals to be nicely balanced and, you know, overall high quality.
All right, so I gotta eat ham in moderation, but black cake. I like eating black cake bad. Ain't Christmas for me unless I yam in black cake. Wait, Victoria got something to say about eating black cake too?
So when it comes to the question of, hey, can people with diabetes enjoy plenty black cake this Christmas? You know, unfortunately, the response is going to be that black cake, great cake, like any cake, is going to have more than likely an increasing effect on blood sugar levels. You know, if we think of what cake is made with, it's going to be made with flour, which is a carbohydrate or starch that we are going to digest into sugar. And of course, what else is cake going to be made with? Sugar, which is going to, again, rapidly kind of spike into our bloodstreams and spike up blood sugar levels. You know, and something you have to listen out for is people saying things like, oh, you know, I've made the cake without sugar, because maybe they've made it with honey, molasses, extra dried fruits. But you remember that these things are still sugars. They're just different types of sugar, but they are sugar nonetheless. So the answer is still going to be that the cake is going to have an effect on blood sugar, and therefore we want to, yes, enjoy it, but enjoy it in moderation, not every day and not huge slices, and hopefully not in conjunction with a sweet drink to just compound things. So I'm not, you know, telling people that they shouldn't be enjoying themselves, but certainly you don't want to overdo, because yes, the fact is, the expected fact is that this cake will have, like I said, an increasing effect on blood sugars. So small portions and not overly frequently is going to ultimately still be the response.
Okay then, I gotta cut back on ham, I gotta cut back on black cake. The only white Christmas I might got this year might be because my mouth gonna be turning white.
But the important thing is that you will be healthy in the end, and that is what is important, because you want to have good health for Christmas, which leads us into our song of the day. This is one of the healthiest Christmas songs you will ever hear in your life. This is the song Good Health for Christmas, sung by The Cameraman, aka Christopher Wood. Listen to these lyrics and you can't go wrong. All compliments, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank.
Don't want no diabetes. Don't want no cancer. No STDs. I want to live longer.
That if you want good health for Christmas, that podiatrist Louise Robinson will be doing foot screenings at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center next week, Saturday the 14th of December. So make sure you call, cause it's next week. 417-0305. Bring your foot and come.
In the lab. Good health for Christmas.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
There's Alfonso here. It's time on the show to hear from one of my favorite people, Dr. Diane Braffitt.
Hello, good morning, and another happy Saturday to you.
Happy Saturday, Dr. D.
We saw the end of November, our independence, where we discussed last week's significance of independence and what maybe it could mean to us as individuals. And we usher in a new month, month of December. I know you Christmas heads are like completely like stoked or happy that it's Christmas. So the running joke at work is I'm a little bit of a Scrooge, and it's not entirely that I dislike the Christmas season. I just think it's a little bit commercial.
Aside from that, Alfonso, shouting out to you. How are you doing today?
Hey, how are you doing today?
I hope you're wonderful and I hope you're gearing up for the holiday season.
You can get chicken again, so I'm good.
So the holiday season means obviously a time of friends, family, festivities, and the other F that comes with that is food. So in the coming weeks, you're going to be hearing more from our nutrition team about how you safeguard yourself against that element in Christmas. It's about enjoying it, but it's about not being excessive or not behaving in a way which is going to be damaging to your health, your diabetes, your hypertension, or your high cholesterol if you're living with that.
In other words, don't be licorice. Your daughter might not want to hear so, but I'm telling you.
So I want to just remind everybody, on the 3rd of December, worldwide, we acknowledge International Day for Persons Living with Disabilities. And the theme this year, of course, was more about empowering persons with special needs. It's about putting them in leadership positions. It's always about equity. And remember, creating equitable situations looks different for different people, but it's about giving people the tools that they need to thrive and have a fulfilling life. So remember, please show utter respect when you deal with persons with special needs, because a special need can be something that's acquired. Not everybody's born with it, and it can happen to any one of us at any point in time. It's just something that is so fundamentally important to remember. The other thing that I'm going to say is, believe it or not, diabetes is one of the leading causes of acquired disabilities in our region and in the Americas. Rates of disabilities are actually quite high, much higher than you would think. So it's important that we take care of ourselves, first of all, to prevent ourselves from acquiring a disability. But even if we do have a disability or we acquire one, taking care of yourself will prevent the accumulation of more disabilities on top of the underlying disability. But I'm not going to go into that in too much more detail today. We want to reach over December in little chunks of information, a very important topic, something called CKD or chronic kidney disease. It's an area that I think we haven't gone into in great depth, but we've mentioned it here and there. So we're going to take the opportunity to do that over the next coming weeks, of course, with our foot tips, our eye tips, and of course, those food tips as well.
I look forward to hearing more from you next week, Dr. D, especially talking about kidneys. But right now, I have a question for our podiatrist, Louise Robinson. Louise!
Yes.
A person who might be listening to VOB that might have recently lost a limb, what advice would you have for that person that might help them?
When someone loses a limb, what happens is 80% of the integrity of the skin is lost. So the reoccurrence of an ulcer in the same site is going to happen unless we take steps. The steps are preventing. So we need to be looking at putting in orthotics in the shoe, looking at how people walk. So it's called the gait. So we need to assess all that. So people need to look at loading. So this is what podiatry do. So we don't keep having this constant reulcerization. And if we can stop that, we can then save the limb in the long run. Because as I said, repetitive breakdown in the same area, you will eventually lose a limb. And statistics say that after losing a limb, mortality reduces by 5 years.
For over 10 years, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center has been effectively serving the diabetic and pre-diabetic community of Barbados with a range of international standard health services, which include diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, nutritional advice, and consultations with diabetes specialists. So if you are listening to VOB right now and you have a diabetic-related query or you need to make an appointment, you can call 243-3937. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, celebrating its 10th anniversary. Until next time,
drink more water.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937. To find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100, board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality.